Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome to Free For All Friday, Miss D. How you doing? Welcome to the show. It's Free For All Friday. And there's some things we need to talk about on today's show. I want you to be able to tell me what you want to talk about. Tell me what aggravates you right now, what you want to talk about. And we'll talk about it on the show today. This Free For All Friday. Number calls 515-602-9653. Also, going to tell you a little bit about, we're going to talk a little bit about Father's Day. I want to know how you guys feel about Father's Day, and I'm going to play a clip about the origin of Father's Day. Also, I'm going to play a clip from the Dalai Lama, which I have played this clip before, and I want you guys to really, truly listen to what he is saying about how we treat each other and how we should treat each other. Very, very interesting things that he was saying. He was talking to Stanford University there, and that's the Dalai Lama. Important that we understand that the way we treat people is definitely an indication of the character we have. It's actually a character trait, that is, of how we treat one another, and also how successful we're going to be. It determines how successful we want to be, and it determines how much we want to be successful in life. Success is in measures. I'm telling you, it's in measures. It's not financial, but that's good stuff. Financial is good. Whoever told you the money can't make you happy, I ain't trying to do none of that, because I know it can bring some happiness. It might cure everything that you got going on. Or emotionally, I will say, but money helps. And with the way things are high right now, groceries, gas, and cars, and housing, and everything you can think of, money is definitely very much so welcomed in every home. I know it is in my home. I'm pretty sure it is in yours, too. Don't get it twisted. We not falling prey to worshiping money, whatever the case may be. But we definitely, definitely, definitely know that we need to get it. We need to have it to make things happen the way we want it to happen in our lives, because that's just a necessity. It is what it is. I ain't trying to get all biblical or nothing like that. It is what it is. It's a necessity. But how far do you go to get the money that you need? There again, character. Character is always tested. Always. Your character is always tested. It's tested in people you deal with. It's tested in jobs you have. It's tested in everyday life. It's your character is everything about you. It's like a centralized marker when it comes to building relationships, because people look at your character first. Isn't that what Dr. King preached? Dr. King says he's to judge people by the color of their skin, but by the creed of their character. Off every year for Dr. King's holiday, don't we? So on all that, then we need to heed what he's talking about. Because I know some of you out there, y'all take off for Dr. King's holiday and you just do some of the most crazy stuff and gossip about each other on Dr. King's holiday. And that is something that is not created for. And to show you how much they love us, they don't even give us the holiday on his birthday. That's a whole other show. Talk about that another day. There are some things that we definitely need to discuss on today's show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. I really am excited about this new band, Culture. I am affiliated, that is, with Culture, and I Facebook have seen some of the video. We're going to talk about them because they're going to be on the next Shop Talk. And also the cast, the new play at the Little Theater in Gastonia is going to be on the new Shop Talk. And we got so many things going on, y'all. And I can't wait and hear the people that I'm going to expose you to. And also, we are going to be talking a little bit about Abundantly Developed Roots. That is where I will be doing life coaching on counterparts. You guys need to go on that website, ADR.com. You need to go on that website and you need to check it out. You need to start your sessions. You need to start participating in something groundbreaking and good that's going on in this area and across the nation. Yep, across the nation. It is going to be a very, very good thing. And I hope you guys are really, really looking forward to it as much as I am. There's going to be content that's going to start coming up, especially on my page. I'm going to start putting up more content for you guys to be well-versed in what's going on, so you'll know how to reach me, how to book those sessions, how to just go on there and talk to other life coaches. Y'all, it's such a great thing. Need it. We need it right now. So definitely do not drop the ball, y'all. Don't drop the ball. As I said in his movie, The Best, right now you need to get on the bus. Get on the bus or sit there and stagnate and whatever. Your number to call is 515-602-9653. You got definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day.
Big part of me, my baby. There's no mistake that I can find. I must be colorblind in your amazing eyes. Love makes men wanna go crazy.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with J. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Stanford University.
Changing mind only through compassion or education, not by force. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. In order to carry meaningful dialogue, first, it is necessary to respect the other who have different view. Consider part of we, part of humanity, my future also depend on them. So respect and listen their interest and tell them our interest and try to find mutually agreeable solution. That's the only way. Like a Palestine problem. Both sides stand firm. Then confrontation. Now 21st century. Now 10 years passed, now 90 years yet to come. Now these young people, you are the people who belongs 21st century. My generation belongs 20th century, already gone. Now ready to say goodbye. So these young people, now you should think how to bring this century, more peaceful century, more compassionate century. So, peace, compassionate, does not mean no longer any problem. Problem there. So long human being there, human interest is there, different interest, different views, always there. There is no other alternative, only through talk. That's the wisdom side. Then respect others' interest, genuine sense of concern of others' well-being. That's the basis. So combine these two things, genuine spirit of dialogue can develop. What do you think? Do you agree? Thank you. Oh.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes. If you ain't ever gone through what I've been through, never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever gone through what
don't
I've been through.
Me,
never
no.
had to fight for your
don't
life.
Me,
man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes. You ain't ever gone through what I've been through.
Never had to fight for your life. Man, that's so right, but don't judge
if you
me.
Ain't never had to endure what I done been through. If you ain't never traveled the road that I done been through. If you ain't spent late nights in a cold cell. If you ain't never been down in the bottoms of hell. If you ain't never had baby mama drama. If you ain't never had to pull out your llama. Yo pistol boy, I'm talking that heat, I'm talking that iron. If you ain't in these streets, then don't you worry about my soul.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
In the shoes.
You ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life.
For your life.
And it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever gone through what
don't
I've been through.
Me.
Never had to fight for your life. And it's alright. Don't judge
come
me.
Come in the church when do rags and thims. They looking at me like, man, who is him? They wanna know why I come with such swag, but they don't know that I come with such bag, such baggage, such lust, such hate, ayy. I've been through it all, man, don't hate, ayy. I've been through the struggle, I've been through the grind, I've been through nothing but hard times.
Had my share of pain, shed my share of tears. Lost more than I gained, yet I'm still standing here. I made it cause I held on to, cause I'm changing hands. Couldn't keep it to myself, I had to tell him when I can. But Satan thought he had me locked behind them bars. Thought I would give up easy and turn my back on God. But God showed his love and grace and his mercy. And I guess that's why they mad and they ain't on me. But if you, you ain't ever walked in my shoes. You ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life. Man, that's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever gone through what
don't
I've been through.
Me.
Never had to fight for your
don't
life.
Judge me.
Man, that's alright. Don't judge me.
Check this out, man. The Bible say God's no respect to a person. At the same time, he doesn't judge outward appearance. But you're looking at the heart, you know what I'm talking about? Don't judge me because of my struggle, man. I don't need you to judge me because of my grind. Because you ain't been through what I've been through. Don't judge me because of my fashion looking at me any kind of way. I promise you I'm anointed for this.
Yeah!
Yeah!
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.